listeners, Sairam. We now bring you Vedam Tutor. Today's episode was first aired on the 1st of December 2016 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program was hosted by Ganesh of Team Radio Sai.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh, inviting you all to yet another new episode of Radio Sai Vedam Tutor, but with a small difference. Today, the students and staff of the university, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, had celebrated the Sanskrit Day, and they had a very distinguished guest who had come and addressed all the students as a part of this grand function. The elderly guest happened to visit the Radio Sai studios and share his knowledge with all our listeners. Today, as a part of our Radio Sai Vedam Tutor, we bring to you a special conversation with a very, very special guest, Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt. The interesting thing is, every day, Sri G. R. Praveena, our Vedam teacher, teaches us Vedam classes as a part of the Vedam tutor. But today's session will be taken up by his guru. Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt happens to be the Guruji of Sri G. R. Praveena. So we are very, very happy to introduce Sri Ramachandra G. Bhatt. Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt is a renowned Sanskrit scholar and Vice Chancellor, Swami Vivekananda Yoga Anusandhana Samsthana, Deemed University, Bangalore. Vidwan in Vedanta and Nyaya Darshanas, Professor Bhatt has an illustrious career of 42 years and has taught thousands of students in various subjects like Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutras, Patanjali Yoga Darshanas, Veda-based ecologies, and the list goes on. Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt has published more than 50 papers in national and international publications. His research is focused on the Veda-based ecology and many other subjects. Various state governments have honored him with various titles like Bhavabhuti Puraskar, Vidya Varidhi, Shastra Vidvat Samman, to name a few. It's indeed our pleasure today to invite Sir, along with Sri G. R. Praveena. He will be having a conversation on the topic Significance of Sanskrit Language in Learning of Vedas. Now, without any further delay, over to Praveena Sir and Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Namaste Guruji. We are very happy to have you, sir, here in our Radio Sai studio. We have been seeing our own students teaching, learning and practicing the Vedam regularly here in Prashanthi Nilayam. And we also often tell the students about the importance of Sanskrit language and how and what is the significance of Sanskrit language in the Vedic studies. Sir, can you highlight on the importance of Sanskrit language and why Sanskrit language is said to be the Deva Bhasha, Girvana Bhasha, and it is so precious to all of us? Can you elaborate on this, sir?
Swagatam. Hrishtosmi. To be in the midst of great spiritual sadhakas here in this spiritually vibrating atmosphere of Satya Sai Mandiram University, in this global center where this whole sea of humanity is living together, This I feel very powerful center to convey our great spiritual language, Sanskrit. Sanskrit cannot be a mere language. That will be a very small word for that. So that our great masters of yore called it Atibhasha. So that Atibhasha, Aryabhasha, Bhasha, that is how great Bharatamuni of Natyashastram divided all these languages under the sun. Sanskrit is Atibhasha. Why it is Atibhasha? Because Bhasha, it is just used for communication. And it has its own linguistic gradations and steps for its expansion. So that in the beginning stage, any language, it will be in the phonetic structure.
Yes.
Gradually it takes morphological structure.
Yes.
Words will be structured, words will be combined, sentences are framed and formed, and many meanings, implied meanings, apparent meanings, appearing meanings,
yes,
inherent meaning, all such things,
yes,
will be added. That is how natural expansion of language according to linguistics only takes place.
Yes, sir. May I interrupt you at this juncture, because a very interesting incident comes to my mind when I was ready with a few slokas written in Sanskrit, wanted to offer to Swami in the mandir. That morning, I was sitting in the veranda. Swami came out for darshan. I was holding a piece of paper where few Sanskrit verses are written. And I was ready to offer to Swami. And Swami came towards me, and beside me one professor, Professor Kuppuswamy from Tamil Nadu, he was also sitting.
Hmm.
Swami came straight to me and Swami took the paper, and then Swami asked me which language. Then I told Swami, Swami, it is Sanskrit. Then immediately Swami turned to Professor Kuppuswamy, and then Swami really made a revealing statement which now I understand. When you say Sanskrit is not merely language, Swami that day told, referring to Professor Kuppuswamy, Swami said, "Ah, yes, this is Sanskrit." Then Swami said, "Ah, Tamil, Telugu, yes, they are all languages, but Sanskrit is not a language." Then Swami paused for a while and Swami said, "Samskritamu na shwasame." Sanskrit is very breath of mine. I think it's really now I am able to understand why Swami had told Sanskrit is not language, Tamil, Telugu, they are languages, but Sanskrit is not language. Just 2 days back, only I was referring to the diary where I had written all these things, and I found this statement Swami really very clearly made. Yes, Telugu, Tamil, etc., they are languages, but Sanskrit is not a language.
Very fine. It is only those great people of intuition can understand.
Yes.
Main problem is now normal mind works at intellectual level. Sometime it even climbs to the level of emotions.
Yes.
So that understanding becomes very much lopsided. Even understanding of many great professors becomes very much prejudiced.
Yes.
Because of this type of prejudiced ideas, they underestimate Sanskrit and put on the line of other language.
Exactly.
And misunderstand. That is why Swamiji put it in, yes, that way.
Yes.
It is very aptly done, and it is highly motivating to persons like me. Because in my life, Sanskrit is my breath. Because I have been brought up in that type of agrahara,
yes, sir.
Kotemane agrahara, where, yes, it is every time Sanskritam and Vedas.
Yes, sir.
And one important scientific understanding we must take up here for clarity of thoughts. Bloomfield, a linguist, very great linguist of world order, he also made it very clear. Sanskrit cannot be an ordinary language.
Yes, yes.
Because it has totally blossomed structure from very its inception. Because all other languages start at rustic level. And there will be some tunes and tones, gradually structured into syllables and letters, then expanded to sentence level. It is called morphological structure, syntactical structure, and then semantic structure. These are all linguistic terminologies.
Yes, sir.
But according to Shikshavalli only, we must understand Sanskrit, what it is. There it is very clear. Atha shiksham vyakhyasyamaha varanaha swaraha matra balam sama santana ittham samskritasya surupani bhavanti. Samskritasya vikasasya sopanani bhavanti.
Phonetics.
So it is first varana. Varana also in Sanskrit it is more than 60. More than 60. Normally panchashat it is 50. Whereas if you go to any Western language, it is only limited to 26, ABCD. In Sanskrit, more than 60. Vowels and consonants, all these combined.
Yes, sir.
If you take their varieties, expressed through our vocal expressions,
yes, sir,
we have that much varieties of syllables pronounced naturally.
Yes.
So it is varana.
Yes, sir.
Then we go to swara. Swara, it is udatta, undatta, swarita. And in swarita also there are 13 subdivisions.
Okay.
So that those things only we can understand by traditional lineage. Guru Mukha, Uccharana, Anuccharanam. Those who study under such great masters, following all these systems, they only can pronounce properly.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise intonation will be disturbed.
Yes. Subtle changes are there.
Yes. So that varnaha, swaraha. Then it is matra. Matra means hraswa, dirgha, swara, swarita. And it is varnaha, swaraha, matra, balam. Balam means it is how we apply our pressure. For example, if you apply your air at throat level, it is a kakaganga. Akva visarjaniyanam kanthaha. Ichveshanam talu, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Like that, starting from our throat up to our lip level, we have all these syllables and all these vowels and consonants expressed. While expressing, while it is expressed, whatever portion of air it is produced and applied, depending upon it becomes alpaprana, mahaprana, antara, bahya, prayatna, it is called, according to Paninian Shiksha. So that all these varieties are there. So matra, it is like that. Balam, it is bahya, abhyantaro, bahyascha. I don't go in detail because it is very linguistic ideas. Then we come to sama. It is mode of singing. Mode of singing, according to Patanjali, it is more than 1,000. That was in practice. That is why 1,000 type of samas were being used while chanting the Vedas. That tradition is miserably missing. Among all those 1,000 shakas, only 2-3 Kauthuma, Ranayaniya, the Jaiminiya, 2-3 shakas are there. So that now this sama tradition miserably vanished, and we have inherited that much treasure. So this is to be taken while understanding Sanskrit. So varana, swaraha, matra, balam, sama, santana is how we make all those syllables and vowels and consonants conjunction. That is important. That is parasannikarsha samhita. Varanam atishayita sannithi samhita samjnam syat. It is called samhita. Or it is called santana. Santana means mixing sounds. So that utkrishta. Some mantras are there. Om hagum sashuchi shadvasurantariksha saddhota vedishadatithirdurona sat. Nrashadva rasadrata sadvyo masadabja gojar taja adrijaratam brahat. In this type of mantras we can enjoy that. And how mixing takes place. In all those mantras also we can have that type of beautiful mixing or beautiful blending. That is how scientifically structured language Sanskrit. So it is Atibhasha. So in this understanding, in this background, you have to understand, and many linguists also have come to that understanding level. So all our Indians and other Sanskrit students and teachers must understand this distinct character.
Yes, sir.
They cannot take this to the other language level so that it will be underestimated.
Yes, sir.
That is my humble request.
Yes, sir. At the same time, sir, I fear whatever Panini's Ashtadhyayi, which has come much later, Vedic period is much earlier, and Panini's Ashtadhyayi came much later with all those sutras or small aphorisms. That's why I feel there is a difference between the Vedic Sanskrit and even the classical modern Sanskrit, communicative Sanskrit. However, we can see the importance of Sanskrit language, and particularly the Vedic mantras, which are associated with these Udatta, Anudatta, Swaritas, which actually give the efficacy for Vedic chanting, I feel.
Very good. That is why chronologically we have to understand. Now it is scientifically proven factor.
Yes, sir.
First of Sanskrit, it is Mantratmakam Sanskritam.
Yes, sir.
It is. Yes. So that it is Ruk, Yaju, Sama, Atharvatmakam Sanskritam. First step.
Yes.
So in the beginning, very inception of the stage of language only, you can have the highest structural clarity. In other language, there will be some, in forest, they will be talking in some sounds. Yes. Then it takes a structural change and compactness.
Yes, sir.
In all other language.
Yes.
You take any European language or other Indian languages.
Mm.
But in this language, the first stage itself is Rigveda. It is Padabaddhaha, Akshara Samaha.
Okay.
Niyata Pada Akshara Avasanaha Mantraha Ruk. So that it is purely even prosody wise also.
Yes.
Chandas wise also it is very well structured. So that Rigveda, we have now more than 11,000 mantras available in the form of one shakha.
Yes, sir.
Rigveda,
yes, sir.
It is. And all other 20 and odd shakhas
we are lost
missing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you come to Gadya, this is Yajurveda Gadyatmakam.
Yes, sir.
There also only 2-3 shakhas we have. Taittiriya, yes, yes, and Katka and some Maitrayaniya, this
yes,
much.
Sir.
In Sama we have lost so
yes,
much.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And Atharva, we have only one Samhita we have.
Yes, sir.
Only that is Shavanaka Samhita we
yes,
have
sir.
Now. That is how, for the first thing is, it is Mantratmakam Sanskritam.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Chronologically if we study. Then we come to
yes,
Sutra.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Sutratmakam Sanskritam. It is not Gadya Padya, all
yeah,
these
yeah.
ordinary literatures, you cannot find there.
Yes, sir.
It is Rukyaju Sama Atharvatmaka Mantratmaka Samskritam first. Second, it is Sutratmakam.
Yes, sir.
So that all these sutras, main sutras are Bodhayana sutras, it is Apastamba sutras, Shulba sutras, and all these
yes,
sutras.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Later on Paninya Sutra.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
So that, but if you take modes of literature, Sahitya Prakara,
yes, sir.
First is it is Mantratmakam, second one is Sutratmakam. Third one is Karikatmakam.
Uh-huh.
Karika means these couplets.
Okay. Sloka verse.
Slokas. Two lines. Mainly this is in Anushtup and Trishtup.
Okay, sir.
Not big slokas. Mm-hmm. Only small because there it is easy to understand.
Easy to understand, easy to come.
So it is Karika.
Okay,
so that
okay.
if you come to that level, all our scientific literatures are in the Karika. Including Amarakosha. Yes. Including even Ayurveda Granthas.
Okay.
These Charaka, Sushruta and Vagbhata, all are in Karika.
But even, sir, mantras are also written in the Vedic Chandas. For example, Vedic Chandas also, Samach Chandas, Visham Chandas, Ati Chandas we have. Mm. And you can see even difference between the modern Chandas, Upajati and Pankti, Pratishta, Pragada, etc. What you can see in the Vedic Chandas.
Then yes, you can sir. See only Brahati, Jagati and all
Brahati, Jagati.
Mm.
Pratishta, Pragada, these Chandas.
Later on, many now.
Okay,
you know, if
okay.
you come to Uttaratnakara,
yes, sir.
Chando Vaibhava, it is so much.
Okay.
In hundreds.
Uh-huh.
Formerly in the Vedic the prasodi, you can have only some Anushtup, Trishtup, Brahati Jagati.
Gayatri Chanda also.
Gayatri.
Yes,
Gayatri
yes,
is very
yes,
famous
sir.
Because yes, Gayatri is very much
yes, sir.
Used in the Veda yes, only. Sir. It yes, is 24 sir. Letters.
However, one doubt, sir. Vedic mantras are written although in Chandas, specific Chandas. However, Vedas are said to be apaurusheyas. Purushena na likita iti. Then, how is it that when it came to the textual form, how is it that it was written in meters, specific meters? When it was revealed to the sages, Drishmanta Drishtaras, it was merely a revelation to them. Then who has put it in the Chandas form?
Actually, it's not some question of putting something.
Yes.
As now, if you cuckoo sings, there is no any orders prescribed for that.
However, it
whatever it like, sings, yes, it becomes a song.
Okay, okay.
Like that, whatever they started revealing,
yes,
that becomes mantras. So that you can have all these three type of mantras. Rugatmakam, Yajuratmakam, Samatmakam. Arthat Padyatmakam, Gadyatmakam, Samatmakam.
Okay.
Ganatmakam. Three type of mantras are there.
Okay, sir.
They have, it was, that is why Aurobindo has made it very clear in his books. It is intuitional. And even Valmiki also made it very clear. As soon as he saw that the Tamasanadi Tira yes, and two Krauncha and that event, yes, immediately that Manishada Pradishthantam, it was came yes, from his...
Spontaneously.
Mm-hmm. But it was Padabaddha Akshara Samatantri Laya Samanvitaha. It was like that. Yes. That is how that accidentally, it was in that type
okay,
of meter.
Okay.
That is how it is very much clearly told by...
Yes.
In Ramayana only it is very much
yes,
clear.
Yes, sir.
That is how all these mantras revealed and came outpouring. They are.
Yes, sir. Yes,
they
sir.
Are less like outpouring, spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings.
Yes, sir.
Recollected in tranquility.
Yes, sir.
That
yes,
is
sir.
How Wordsworth puts it.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
this is fine actually.
Yes.
That is what even Aurobindo has proved it and he has given wonderful insight for that. Not only that, even Vasudeva Ganapati Muni who came from this Andhra area.
Yes, sir.
He made it very clear. Idanimapi mantrakhyam.
Yes, sir.
Satyasandho mahayashaha. Pradishan atma drishtibhyaha. Daivarataha prashasyate. It is there in his book called Vishwamimamsa. He refers to his own disciple who was doing tapasya in Renuka Kshetra.
Yes, sir.
Both Guru and Shishya were doing. It was some type of words coming from his shishyas, Daivarata, Ganapati, his mouth. And he collected all those things.
Okay.
And they became 500 mantras. So that when he used to be in the supra mental condition, Daivarata, he was not knowing Sanskritam.
Yes.
He was not aware of any Paninian grammar. But these were coming from his mouth. Vasudeva Ganapati collected.
Yes.
And he already and made it Chando Darshanam. And he only has written Bhashya on those mantras.
Okay,
it is published by Bharati Vidyavan.
Yes,
there he made it clear. Idani mapi evam mantraha mukha nissaranti.
Okay.
Yadi saha sadhakaha yoga margena udatta sthitim gacchati.
Okay.
Atimanasa sthitim gacchati.
Okay.
Tadanim dasya mukha mantraha evame nirgacchanti. Nissaranti. Evameva mama shishyasya mukhad abhut. Idameva pramanam. Evameva asmakam rushinam gritsamadadinam mukhad vedaha nisratah. Rugatmakaha, yajuratmakaha, samatmakaha. Ataha apaurusheyam. Paurusheyam ityasya kortha purushamatihi. Patanjali also made it clear. There is some type of mental vibration.
Yes, sir.
One is, it is savitakka. Savitarka, Savichara and all this he called it Samadhi. Normally we do that.
Yes.
Using our Tarka Shakti and Vichara Shakti and Pratibha Shakti, we compose poems, poetry and we also go for scientific research and all these things. There only these two, Tarka Shakti and Vichara Shakti will be working.
Yes, sir.
But man can go to that height.
Yes.
Nirvichara Vaisharadhya. Nistarka Vaisharadhya.
Beyond that.
Yes. Vaisharadhya means it is excellence.
Yes, sir.
Brilliance, excellence of brilliance, excellence of human brain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That will be exhibited when we go to that supramental condition.
Yes, sir.
That he called it Rutambhara. Nirvichara Vaisharadhyay Rutambhara Prajna. That is Sutram in Patanjali's Yoga Sutra.
Okay,
so this Rutambhara level, when they go to that level,
yes,
Nirvichara and Nistarka Buddhi.
Yes, sir.
Naturally, those mantras, whatever are there in this vibration form, they come to their brain.
Yeah, it will be experienced.
It will be expressed through their mouth, that's all.
Yes, sir.
That is the mechanism of apurushetva.
Okay.
Many traditional people, they don't put in that sense.
Okay, right, sir.
Apurushetva means purusha, apurusha.
Yeah.
That is how they go for simple analysis. No, it is
beyond.
Supramental, mental. If it is mental production, it becomes purusheya.
Yes, sir.
If supramental, then it becomes apurusha. Mental means when you apply your tarka buddhi and vichara buddhi,
yes,
and write some article or write some novel or story and all these things, that becomes mental.
Correct.
That is purusheya.
Yes, sir.
Even Mahabharata also, we call it purusheya.
Yes, sir.
Ramayana also.
Mm.
But Vedic mantras, Rukhejusama, Atharva, they are not, because they have come from this supramental mind of rishis.
Okay.
Intuitional minds of rishis. This mind, this point to be made very clear for convenience of understanding.
Okay, because
this area is very much misunderstood, misrepresented. Traditional people put in their own languages.
So
just more and more misunderstanding it is.
Okay.
So using this form, I want to make it very clear.
Easily
understandable.
I think the beauty of Sanskrit language also lies in the richness of, or the vocabulary that we can find in Sanskrit language. At this juncture, I still remember Pranavaha Mantranam Setuhu. You can see the Nu Pranavaha, which has originated from the Dhatu, Nu Dhatu, which has got various meanings. Rakshana, Gati, Kanti, Tripti, Avagama, Preeti, Pravesha, Shravana, Samissa, Iccha, Kirti, Vyapti, Alingana, Dana, Boga, Himsa, Vriddhi. So various meanings we can see. Only for this Nu Dhatu. So I think this is the richness of Sanskrit language and the beauty of Sanskrit language. I think maybe if you want to say that one tree is in front of you, we can say shushkaha vrikshaha agre tishtati. But same thing can be said. Neerasa taruriva vilasati purataha. So shushko vrikshas tishtati agre is equal to neerasa taruriva vilasati purataha. I think the beauty of Sanskrit language lies even the richness of its vocabulary.
Yes. So that I come to that level now.
Yes, sir.
Mantratmaka samskritam, sutratmaka samskritam, then it is karikatmakam samskritam.
Yes, sir.
There only we have all these science and cosmology, psychology, all these scientific researches are the first sources of Sanskrit.
Yes, sir.
It is not only just kavyas and just describing beauty and all these things, Ramaniya Artha.
Yes, sir.
That is not the first thing. First thing is science.
Yes.
Because all mantras, they go for science.
Yes.
Proving and probing. Yes. Proving and probing are the main pranashakti of Vedas. That is why it is pure science. Pure science.
Yes, sir.
Pure science. So that if you go to Rukhejusama, Atharvatmaka Sanskrita, first Sanskrita, second layer Sanskrita, Sutratmaka, and third Sanskrita, it is Karikatmaka.
Yes,
it is only science. Then you come to the level where this arguments and tarka shakti became dominant in the Sanskrit field.
Yes, sir.
So it is called Vadatmaka Sanskrit.
Vadatmaka. Yes.
So Khandana Mandala, that is there.
Yes, sir.
But it was in very good taste.
Yes, sir.
However, our people are very free thinkers.
Yes, sir.
That is why Vimarsya Paksha Pratipaksha Abhyam Arthavadharanam Niranaya. That is how Gautama Nyaya Sutrakara puts Paksha Pratipaksha.
Yes,
this was there in very good taste. So that part you can see.
Yes, sir.
That is Shastras. I call it Vada Samskrita. It is not Vivada Samskrita,
yes,
it is Vada Samskrita. Then only if in the post Paninian period you can see all the Sahitya Prakara. Gadya Padya Nataka.
Okay.
Paninian Sutra only he mentions about some such. Then only Gadyam, Padyam, Champu and Nataka and all the Sahitya Prakaras, all lyrics and prose, poetry, drama and all this started.
Yes.
Actually, it is in the fourth or fifth stage.
Yes, sir.
That too from 500 BC.
Yes, sir.
Post Paninian period,
yes, sir.
Post Bharatamuni period,
yes, sir.
We can see all this.
Yes,
also that Ashwaghosha, Bhasa and all these great poets, they contributed.
Yes, Bharat,
it was then it is Bhasa, Kalidasa and all this. There you can see that beauty.
Yes,
lyrical beauty, you can see that.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
And Kalidasa, Abhijnana Shakuntala, and Swapanavasa Dutta Bhasa, they all excel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you take all these parts now, because these are common in all other languages.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those four, five are not there in any language.
Exactly.
Mantraatmaka Samskrita, no. In any language, whether it is take you all Indian languages, including Tamil, all Kannada or Telugu, or even European language, this English language, or old language like Greek, Latin, no. Only poetry, epics you can see there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Homer's Odyssey and all these epics in Greek. Sir. Like that, some such poetries in Roman literature. Later on, in English and other language also, you can see Divine Comedy, other epics there.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So that in the beginning stage only poetries and prose and epics you can see there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
These three are not there.
Not there. Yes, sir.
And scientific study and research, probing, that part is miserably missing.
Yes, sir.
Because they are
yes,
just like folk type of literature.
Yes, sir. Yes,
from very beginning. Kannada, if you start, you can see all those, you know, Vadaradhane and all these books you can
yes,
see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like that in the Vemana's, this one, and Tamil literature. Where all these poetries are there. Scientific literature are not there.
Not there. Yes,
just they go for exaggerations and beauty of nature and all these are their areas.
Yes, sir.
That is how, that is the main contrast between Sanskrit and other existing languages under the sun. This particular point is not clearly projected.
Yes, sir.
That is why misunderstanding lies again. Mm-hmm. So this level, if you come,
yes,
you can climb. Kalidasa is great if you say, Vemana is great.
Yes,
why not? Or Vishalapati Karan is great. Tamil people say, why not? That is what it is. At that level only you can say, start.
Yes.
But Sanskrita people only, without knowing all these previous scientific stages, just highlight these people, these areas, these literary areas.
Yes, yes.
Gadyapadya Nataka, these areas are highly projected and blown out of proportion.
Still I feel, sir, whatever natakas that we have come across, if take for example Abhijnana Shakuntala of Kalidasa, really of excellent piece, and I cannot at this juncture forget what you have taught me, sir, the
Kavyeshu,
Kavyeshu, Natakam, Natakeshu, Shakuntala, Tatrapicha,
Chaturthonkah,
Tatrasoka, Chaturthayam,
Yastyatyadya
Shakuntalete Hridayam, Samspishta Mutkantaya, Kantasthambita Bhashpavritti Kalusha, Chintajanam, Darshanam, Vaiklavyam Mamatava Deedrishamidam, Snehadaranyauka Saha,
Pidyante Grihena, Kathannutanaya, Vishlesha Dukkaya Navai,
Patumna Prathamam Vyavasyati Jalam, Yushmashva Piteshuya, Nadakte Priyamandanapi Bhavatam, Snehena Yapallavam, Adyeva Kusuma Prasuti Samaye, Yatsya Bhavatsyutsavah,
Seyam
Vyati Shakuntala Pradigraham, Sarvair
Anujnayadam.
So another Sushrusa Sogurun, all these slokas I think I cannot forget, because that is the beauty of Sanskrit language, I feel. How it is put, especially such great poets like Kalidas.
They are not ordinary poets.
Yes, sir.
They were all rishis.
Yes, sir.
Krantadarshis, Adhikrantadarshis.
Yes, sir.
That is how. And main thrust was Vedic understanding only. Okay. Kalidasa got that insight.
Yeah.
So that they composed all these for Purusharthas.
Yes, sir.
Dharmartha kama mokshanam vaichakshanyam kalasucha karoti kirtim preetincha sadhukavya nishevanam. That is how Bhamaha distinguished it.
Yes, sir.
He put it separately, classified into two, sadhukavya and asadhukavya. So that sadhukavya, it helps for mental sublimation, emotional purity. That is how they used it.
Yes, sir.
So that if you just study Chaturtha Anka, you will be knowing what is that Rishi's mind, Kashyapa's mind. And mind of all those ordinary maidens like Shakuntala, Anasuya, Priyamvada.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, in those Gurukulas, how those young people were thinking.
Yes, sir.
If you just study Shangrava, Sharadatta, all these characters.
Yes,
Brahmacharis of Kashyapa, Parnakuti. So that drama, all these, both Shravyakavya and Drashyakavyas, used for societal harmony
yes, sir.
And human excellence.
Yes, sir.
purusharta, dharmartha kama mokshanam vaichakshanyam. That was the main purpose of composing kavyas. But gradually what happened, just for entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Whether it is for manas samskara, or it is just manoranjana.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is the main distinction
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
Now we compose all these things for manoranjana.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
These so-called medias and gadya, padya, nataka and all these kavanasankalna.
Manoranjana, ranjana.
Ranjana. It is ranjana means it
yes,
has
sir.
Come to the lower, very
yes,
low
sir.
Level.
Yes, sir.
But their main aim was to sublimate.
Yes, sir. Mm.
Mental,
yes, sir.
Very
yes, sir.
Mental fabric. Of
yes,
human
mm. to
mind.
Take them to the higher levels.
Higher levels.
Yes, sir.
Higher
yeah.
plane.
Yes, sir.
That was their main purpose.
Yes, sir.
So with that they have given sadhu kavya.
Yes, sir.
So that sadhu kavya, that very word shows that there are many asadhu kavya.
Yes, sir.
That is how decline started.
Yes, sir.
So that in Sanskrit literature also that the decline we can see. And Dvakshari, Trakshari, Ekakshari, all these exercises and all these big,
yes,
big circus.
Okay, okay.
Acrobatics. That also you can see.
Yes.
Makha and Bhavabharavi, all this they have shown it.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
Taking all these things, our friends from Pondicherry, from Aurobindo Ashram, they have written wonderful work.
Yes, sir.
Wonder that is Sanskritam. That is correct also.
Mm.
That type of miracles they have shown it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
Talent we have to appreciate.
Mm. Upama karyadasya bharave
rathagauravam.
Dandina padaralityam mahe santi
trayogunaha. Maga is the first rank holder.
Yes, sir. Okay.
He has shown all those things in his Shishupala Vadha.
Yes, Shishupala.
Mahakavya. That is okay. That is
yes,
wonderful.
Mm.
But now again, we have to take it to Vedic age.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
that is the Pranashakti, Atmashakti of
real
Sanskrit.
Value, yes, sir.
Hmm.
Real
that is
value.
Distinct stuff
yes,
of Sanskrit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ignoring that only if you just go for this one. That is why I put it like this.
Yes, sir.
Na Bhasha Sanskritam, Bhusha Sanskritam, Shastra Sanskritam, Veda Sanskritam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There are four types of Sanskritam are there in front of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Though Veda Sanskritam last.
Yes, sir.
1,131 branches.
Yes, sir.
Now only 700 are there, 7 or 8, 10
7 or 8
are
branches
there.
Are yes, sir.
That much lost.
Yes, sir.
That
yes,
much
sir.
It is. But however, that part we have to maintain. Because all great scholars from European countries
yes,
also appreciated
yes,
because
sir.
Of the Upanishad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They have been attracted.
Yes, sir.
Darashiko, Aurangzeb's brother,
okay.
he got attraction towards Sanskrit because of Upanishad.
Yes, sir.
He translated
okay.
more than 60 Upanishads into
okay.
Persian language.
Okay.
And having studied those Upanishads translated into Persian, many scholars, Will Durant and so many scholars,
yes,
they
sir.
Studied they Sanskrit.
Hmm.
And became attracted to towards this one.
Yes.
So that
yes,
that part, that was stuff.
Yes, sir.
Essential stuff we cannot ignore.
Yes, sir.
And now Bhasha Sanskritam is okay.
Hmm.
Many people go for Sanskritam. Aham
yes,
Sanskritam Sambhashanam Karami. Gurukule Mama Bhasha Sanskritam Eva Sanskritam. Aham Upanishadam Pathyami, Brahmasutram Pathyami. संस्कृत माध्यम में पाठ्य
अनेक पंडिता तेषा नित्य जीवन अपि संस्कृत भाषायाम एव व्यवहरन्ति
इदानीं समीचीनम् पूर्वं तु प्रांत भाषायाम एव पाठः भवति स्म बहवः विद्वांसः इदानीं संस्कृत भाषया पाठं कुर्वन्ति संस्कृत माध्यमेन पाठः कर्तव्यः संस्कृतविद्भिः सह संस्कृतेन व्यवहारः कर्तव्यः इत्थम् उभयमपि पालनीयम् किन्तु केवलं विश्वविद्यालये संस्कृतविभागः वर्तते तत्र संस्कृतविषये अधिकं पठन्ति संस्कृतं न पठन्ति संस्कृतविषये पठन्ति
संस्कृतव्यावहारिकसंस्कृतं पठनीयं
न पठनीयं व्यावहारिकसंस्कृतं नाम सम्भाषणं माध्यमेन पाठः द्वयमपि अपेक्षितम् अतः वयम् इदानीं विद्यालयसंस्कृतं देवालयसंस्कृतं पत्रालयसंस्कृतम् इत्यपि विभागं कुर्मः अतः विद्यालयेषु संस्कृतं पालनीयम् దేవాలయేషు అపి పాలనీయం సంస్కృతం నామ దీపశిఖా ఇవ దీప జ్యోతిరివ నందాదీప ఇవ నందాదీప దేవాలయస్య అంతః భగవతః పురస్తాద్ జ్వలేదేవ కేవలం వీథీషు జ్వలతి చేత్ సంస్కృతం న జీవతి
సత్యం సత్యం
वीथिषु यदि सञ्चरति संस्कृतम् कुत्रचित् शाला संस्कृतम् पठन्ति किञ्चित् नाटकम् वा गद्यम् पद्यम् तेन संस्कृतस्य रक्षणम् न भवति. अतः इदानीम् संस्कृतस्य प्राणभूतम् वस्तु वेदात्मकम् सूत्रात्मकम् कारिकात्मकम् यदस्ति तस्य पालनार्थमेव अस्माकम् गुरुकुलयोजना अस्ति कर्णाटकेषु. अहम् तु तत् कार्ये एव निमग्नोऽस्मि पञ्चविंशति वर्षेभ्यः. इतः परं तु कर्णाटकेषु दश गुरुकुलानि भवन्ति. समग्रराष्ट्रस्तरे गुरुकुलानि आरम्भणीयानि इति केन्द्र सर्वकारतः अपि योजना अस्ति. शान्तिपिरि विधविद्याप्रतिष्ठानम् इति आरब्धम् तत्र मध्यप्रदेशस्य महाकालसन्निधाने उज्जयिन्यां. तद्वारापि सर्वत्र संस्कृत पाठशालाः गुरुकुलानि वेदस्य अध्ययनकेन्द्राणि भवेयुः इति अस्ति.
तस्मात् बहुधा कार्यः श्लाघनीयम्.
तदर्थं मम सन्तोषः जातः. अत्रापि भवदीय छात्रावासेषु ये आधुनिकशिक्षां प्राप्नुवन्ति, विज्ञानं पठन्ति, वाणिज्यशास्त्रं पठन्ति,
परन्तु वेदे अपि
वेद आसक्ताः भवद्भिः, विशेषेण प्रोफेसर् प्रवीणमहोदयः तत् नेत्रावत्याः नदीतीरे तत्र वेदशिक्षावर्गेषु अधीत्य अत्र तादृशीं परम्परां सम्यक् पालयन्नस्ति इति तु अमन्दानन्दः सञ्जातः.
भवतः मार्गशरेणैव
छात्राः सस्वरवेदपाठे प्रवीणाः जाताः. बहुत्र सस्वरवेदपाठो नास्ति. उत्तरभारतेषु कुत्रचित् श्लोकमिव ते पठन्ति वेदम्. अत्र मम आनन्दस्य कारणमिदम् एते छात्राः नमकं चमकमपि पठन्ति, तत्र काठिन्यं भवति, तदपि श्रुत्वा अधिक आनन्दः जातः. केचन छात्राः अथवा केषाञ्चन मन्त्राणां ते विकृतिपाठमपि अर्थात् घनपाठमपि जानन्ति. विशेषेण एतत् परितोषस्य कारणम्. एतादृशमेव सर्वत्र भवेत्, एतादृशमेव भवेत्, एतादृश मॉडल एव भवेत्. दिस् मॉडल टु बी कॉपीड, इट् इस् टु बी प्रोजेक्टेड्. वाट् एवर वी सी हियर इन युवर छात्रावास इन युवर कॉलेज, बोथ बेस्ट ऑफ द ईस्ट, बेस्ट ऑफ द वेस्ट, बोथ एंशियंट रूट्स एंड मॉडर्न फ्रूट्स आर कंबाइंड, कोजेंटली कंबाइंड, वर्क इन सो मच हार्मनी, दैट इज द रियल प्रोजेक्ट. नाउ we are just seeing that dawn of new age, renaissance period. Many great mahatmas like Vivekananda, Maharishi Aurobindo and Swami Satya Sai Baba and all many great masters, they have already predicted the dawn of new age. Yes, where spirituality will be more and more inspiring things. And Sanskrit related culture, Sanskrit related education, Sanskrit oriented science and technology, that will be dominating force.
Yes, sir.
Because now we want eco-friendly science.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Eco-friendly science, if we just talk about,
yes, sir.
That is the, that for that we have to just unearth, yes, that sir. Source in Sanskrit only.
Yes, sir. No wonder, sir. Even NASA itself has declared that Sanskrit is the most suitable and most unambiguous language on the planet Earth, and that can be very well used for even modern computers.
Yes.
That's what even NASA has said. I think that shows the beauty and also the richness of a Sanskrit language.
Let us be optimistic, more optimistic now, because in this age, Bharat must be Vishwaguru.
Yes, sir. It will, sir, as Swami himself has declared. Swami is going to,
Bhavishyavani must be actualized.
Yes, sir.
And many great masters also told now,
yes, sir,
that India will conquer her conquerors.
Yes.
Those, gone are those days,
yes, sir,
where they conquered us.
Yes, sir.
Now Indian pride must be in the highest rate.
Yes, sir.
That they must prove that they are the real masters of science.
Yes, sir.
They are the real masters of pure science.
Yes, sir.
They are the real masters of eco-friendly technology.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is the most dominating thing now in this scientific age.
Yes, sir.
That we always welcome.
Yes, sir.
But science and technology must be eco-friendly.
Yes, sir.
For that again we must go back to the Vedas.
Yes, sir.
That is my very humble,
yes, sir,
submission and appeal.
Yes, sir.
Nivedan unto all.
Thank you very much, sir. Enlightening us on these lines, particularly the importance and significance of Sanskrit language, and also how the Vedas can really help us and acting as the basis for all of us. Thank you very much, sir.
Shubham.
We are extremely thankful to Professor Ramachandra G. Bhatt and Sri G. R. Praveena for having given a beautiful conversation and elucidating so much upon the importance and significance of Sanskrit language in the learning of Vedic literature. With this, we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. Sai Ram.
You were listening to an episode of our program, Vedam Tutor. This episode was first aired on the 1st of December 2016 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Ganesh of Team Radio Sai. Thank you and Sai Ram.